Okay, now I definitely need my glasses. For the computer, I need the glasses to see to read. I need my glasses to see far. I have a separate pair. So this is my computer glasses now. So I can't actually see far at all with them. But I can see the computer.
Offering, introducing new gesture reactions.
Oh, okay. So you want to, you can make rude gestures at me
Right,
now,
like
and the AI will pick up
this,
on
and
that.
you know,
Ah,
yeah.
okay. I
Okay,
don't need that.
dismiss. I'm dismissing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Project by Yigash, right? It's the dramatic conclusion of the whole Yosei saga, right? We've seen the play, and he reveals himself to his brothers, and he says, "Vayomer Yosef Elachav, Ani Yosef." Yosef tells his brothers, "Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive?" Oto, and his brothers could not answer him, because they were terrified in front of him. The question is, what does it mean, Ha'od Yosef, Ha'od Avichai? What is that comment? I'm Yosef, and is my father still alive? Because you had just told him, right, the previous
Oh.
Sukkim ago, right? Oto, ki ena, when my father sees
Yeah.
that that Binyamin, who you're threatening to take as a slave, is not with us, and he'll die. Your servant, Yehuda, I'm going to bring the gray hair of your servant, our father, in agony down to the grave.
Well,
Right?
it's not a real question. It's a statement of, you mean my father is still alive?
Well, you don't already know the
Who
answer there. That's well, I mean, you're right. So as a question, that makes sense because you just told them, and even more than that, if we think about last week's parsha, at the end of that, they haven't been home since then, right? The brothers come down with
Right.
Binyamin. They eat with him. Binyamin gets framed with the goblet thing, and now they've been brought back.
So how much time?
It's the same day. They met with
No, when you
Yosef.
say they haven't been home back. Well,
So they come down the second time with Binyamin.
yeah.
And at that point, Yosef asks them when they come down, Vayishalehem shalom, and Yosef wishes them well. Bimar shalom avichem, azakeh asher ma'atem odedocha. He asks them, how's your old father? Is he still alive? Vayomeru, shalom
Oh,
levadecha, levino odedochai. He's doing great. He's still alive. They bow down, right? That was the end of last week's parasha.
and
And then they
then
eat
he
with him.
says
And then the
this.
next morning they leave, but they don't get out of the city when they're brought back because Yosef's framed them. So they don't have news about their father. So
Right.
obviously the
Yeah,
question
but
of.
it's reading. All right. To make it into a question, you have to read it. Literally, is my father still alive? But that's not
Okay,
the
you're right.
sense you
So
get.
that's why it doesn't bother us, and that's going to be the tour. Give a
Okay.
couple of answers to that question there. The last one is that it is
Right.
a phatic statement. PH, you know the word phatic, phatic?
Where are we? It's
I
a what
haven't quoted it
statement?
yet, but you're running ahead. The idea,
Oh.
okay, phatic means communication that's meant to, or words that are meant to communicate emotions or feelings rather than information. It's
Yeah,
like I ask you, how are you?
right.
I don't want a detailed list of your medical problems. That's simply a statement of, here, we are communicating. We are engaging in social intercourse. Right. And that's
Okay.
okay. So basically, it's not a question. So just the way the Torah says, here's a couple of answers. I mean, the question is there, and your answer is, seems like a straightforward. Even though they'd already asked him, he'd already
Right.
asked the question, they already told him about the actual their fathers. Atasha ala briato. He's asking for his health. Perish chai bari, right? Is he still alive now? But is he doing well?
Yeah.
Okay, though so it's a little weak because he also has a shalom avichem azaken, right? Is he healthy? Inam or maybe mitchila shal de malitz. Maybe before he was talking through an interpreter. Now with revelation,
Oh.
he's talking their native language. He wanted to hear it face to face. There's no communication problem. We know exactly what we're talking about.
And
Translators
now
already had us.
now he's speaking Hebrew to them.
Right.
Okay.
Or Aramaic, as per our last discussion.
No, Egyptian. Oh, but they
Before it was
would know
Egyptian,
Egyptian.
before they were speaking their native language, which I would argue was Aramaic, sort of Hebrew was the religious language. We
Oh, I
talked about that,
see.
remember?
Right,
But
right,
anyway, they
right.
weren't speaking Egyptian at that point.
Right.
Or they were speaking Canadian, Canadian, Canaanite. Inami, and this is your point, Lo shal ata eli kanesi mehem dvarim lekorva. Okay? That he's not asking a question, he's just talking, he's just starting conversation. Let's start talking. I am Yosef. Yeah, that's a shock. How's dad doing? That's right. Again, it. And the Kliark actually proposes a very interesting idea that Yosef didn't trust him the first time. Right? This is Kliyakar. And obviously, we already understand that he's alive, as Yehuda is saying. Yosef. Maybe they said that maybe just in order to make Yosef feel sorry for the old man. Maybe he's not alive. Lo yigrom, he won't cause him to die. And the whole lecture about his soul is tied up with the soul of the boy. You can't do that, let this happen. And the reason is that Yosef already knows that they've twisted the truth. Yeah, lie. Because they already told him the story of what happened, right? And Yosef knows what happened, right? Because when they tell him what happened, but no morality knee, and we told, this is Yehuda's words, we told, oh, our master, you, Yosef, yes, no, Av Zaken, we have an old father, Yehuda Katan, and we have a younger brother, child of his old age, Bachiv met, and his brother died.
Oh,
Levado.
right.
And this Binyamin is left by himself, Imo, the only one left of his mother, Avivaivo, his father loves him. And Rashi points out, but when they say V'achiv Me, Yosef knows full well that Binyamin's brother is not dead, it's him. As he says,
Yeah, but he
they
knows
Gibra.
that they know that he's not dead.
And
I
he
mean,
knows that he knows that they know that he would
right.
did he Yira Haya Motzi Davar Sheker Mipiv. That's Rashi. He was afraid of what was going to happen, so he
Oh,
lied.
that's good. I like that's good.
Amar, Omer lo shukayam, I said, well, if I think he's still alive, Yomar, that's like, make me bring him to me, it's going to cause trouble. So Kliyakar says that that he's asking this again in case this is also there. He really wants to see his father. But we're going to go with the homiletics, as we saw from Rabbi Fink's little shiur, that the Vichai was a really a rebuke to the brothers. Rabbi Lazar, when he got to this pasuk, he would cry. When he was when they would get to the pasuk, you'd read them. The Gemara there in Chigiyah talks about a whole bunch of psukim that the Chazal would cry at. Why? And he would, Rabbi Lazar would say, "Matochash basar v'damkach," that the rebuke of flesh and blood is so powerful that the others were just shocked, couldn't answer him. Tochash Baruch Hu al achat kama v'kama, Hashem rebukes us. How much worse it is. So that's the question. What makes reading Ha'oda Vichai as a word of rebuke? And that's this Emek HaDavar, and we're going to look at the Beis Yosef as well. So where's Avraham Avichai?
Also, Ani Yosef is a rebuke, right?
Right.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so Ani Yosef is definitely his rebuke. Oh, but by the way, everything you did, remember all that? And so then the question is, if we're reading as rebuke, what are we adding with Avraham Avichai, my father's still alive, is the point here. What does that add? And the Emek Davar summarizes the question, Enu Muvan Shela Zu, I don't get this question. He already knows that he's alive. We've had this conversation. And when the pasuk says they couldn't answer, because they were terrified before him, we have to understand this. What do you mean? What were they going to answer to that question? Obviously, the answer is yes. That's not a hard question to answer.
Is there a funny 1 minute?
What?
Oh, no, it was the cursor that was there. Okay. Go on.
Okay, sorry. Well,
No, I thought
I'm...
a note had an extra line, but it was the
Oh no,
cursor.
it's right. I'll move that away. What would they have? What were they supposed to have answered if they hadn't been panicked? Right? So we know that we just quoted the Gemara, Kimate Laikra, that he would, when he gets this pasuk, he would cry. That this kind of rebuke, the brothers couldn't talk. Imagine what Hashem gives this rebuke. So what's the rebuke here? How are we reading this as a reproof? The Chazal that he was asking with wonder, like how is it, not so much is he alive, but how is it possible that he is still alive? Well, me, because he was worried about me. I'm Yosef, right? That's the question. You're telling me Binyamin is, if Binyamin has come, he's going to be so upset about the loss of his son, he's going to die. I recall 22 years ago that nobody worried about, oh, he's going to be so miserable, he's going to be so upset about the loss of his son that he's going to die, right? You guys knew that I was the beloved son, right? That was his rebuke. That even if you think you judged me, Yosef, appropriately, I did not deserve to be part of the family. I was a danger there. You should have had some pity. You should have worried about what Yaakov was going to think. You knew that his love for Yosef, for me, was that strong. Rashi said. They were just too ashamed.
Although this makes him sound still like the annoying person saying he loved me more, you knew he loved me more.
That's much more, but that the fact is that, oh, v'chai, like,
It's
how do
still
you think?
self-centered, like it's still like pompous. I don't know. I
Yes.
don't like,
Okay, I mean, I agree. This is reading it, I'm saying here, it's more sarcastic than emphatic, right? He's not asking as a way of the conversation. He's pointing out, you're giving me this whole song and dance about how my poor father, loving Binyamin, like, well, he loved me and he didn't die. Obviously, it's not a problem. You weren't worried about it. That's a mistake. And yes, it is about him, but that's still a tochacha. From their point of view, that's a tochacha. That this is the mistake you made. That made you. So that's the base Aleve expands it. And he starts with the midrashic version of the Devar Torah, which is a little bit longer. Same thing. Abba Kohen Bardullah Amar. Oy lanu yom adin, oy lanu yom tochacha. Oy, what trouble we'll have at the final day of judgment and the day of being reproved, or be a day of reproof. Yosef Katan Shel Shvatim Haya. Yosef was the youngest of the Shvatim, well, second youngest. B'li Lamod, and they couldn't stand before his rebuke. They couldn't answer him. B'chishevo HaKadosh Baruch Hu
Yay,
v'yochia
yay,
kol echad
yay,
v'echad.
yay, yay.
Be Mashahu, when Hashem's going to come up to you and rebuke you, how much more? As it says, Ochichacha and Tehillim, I will reproach you. I will set it all in front of you. How much more so?
Yay, yay, yay.
This is the Beit HaLevi, Rav Soloveitchik's, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who is Rav Soloveitchik's great grandfather. So first he steps, so he hears a question and brings the Emek Devar, same kind of answer. The Medrash explained the pasuk zu lo omer Yosef begeder pius le'achav klal. This was not him trying to comfort his brother. Hey, Dad. You should know. D'achar kach realized by pasuk hasheni. So Yosef says this, and Yosef and they panic, and then he goes back and tells them in the next pasuk, "Ani Yosef, achichem, your brother." He's Kerulah, and there he talks about brothers. So the next part of the conversation, he talks about brotherhood. He's pointing out that he loves them. He can still consider them brothers. This pasuk is not considering him brothers. It's like we show Lo Amar Lahem Rak and Yosef. He's just saying, I am baklal, and does isn't it mentioning brotherhood and love? That comment was not a matter of trying to console them, comfort them in any way. The opposite. This was even another reason for them to panic. That this person who had been fighting with them until now was causing all this trouble for no reason. Or Yosef, he did have a reason. Now they realize, now they think any Yosef, their immediate thought is, okay, he's here to get his revenge on us. And Ata Naflu Biado, because now they are falling into his hand, if you call Tola, so let him know, and that he can do whatever he wants. But Dailithiasekel, and clearly, logically, he is surely going to wreak his revenge on us. Right? And we know that they're afraid of that. Haregamacharka. Much later, when they realized Yosef was good to them, they still worried about whether he had really forgiven them. Because we know that in the end of Parshat Vayechi, it says, after Yaakov died, remember what they asked him? They went back and were still afraid of him. And they said, lose these many Yosef. What if Yosef hates us? Vashev he's gonna have revenge on us. This
What's that first word? Yistamenu?
is Yistemenu. He will hate us.
Oh, hate?
Yeah.
What? That's what word is it?
Let's see how we want to translate. Koren translates that. Here we go. When they saw that he died, Yosef, they saw that they will. They said, "What if Yosef will hate us?"
You see the shortage in that word? I
Tom,
mean,
and here we have a dictionary: to hate, to oppose himself, to bear a grudge, to retain animosity to cherish animosity against.
Satam.
Tom, and this is from the BDB dictionary, which was
You've heard that word before somewhere else?
in this
Satam?
context.
Satam?
Here we go to places. Here we have
Okay.
Genesis 27. Here we go.
Oh,
Yaakov.
Vayistom. Okay. Good word. Good new word.
Yeah, and I'm sure you could analyze the difference between sonnets, sin ah, and stimap. I don't know.
Yeah, but I just never heard the word. I mean, I guess I
Okay.
did because I
Okay.
read that
Been
Pasuk
there.
one. Okay,
Okay,
good.
that's the puzzle there.
Okay, go
So
on.
they're worried. After that, he's going to hate us and he's going to get his revenge for all the bad we did. Much later, the very statement of Ani Yosef was enough to make them panic.
No.
Right? Because the conclusion of Ani Yosef, and I'm going to get you now.
And
Next
also
puzzle.
Ha'od Avichai.
That adds gam to mefarsh and midrash, right? The medrash explained. It wasn't a
Right.
question. He wasn't asking for information. He knew the answer. As we've explained before, because there's no point. We already know the as a factual question. We already know the answer. Like a medrash mefarsh. Again, it's not FedEx. They're not there to establish communication. It's a question, but a wondering question. Like, how can it be? Omer any may be ech yako avila chayot. How can my father still be alive? Ata mirob tsaro, de mi mimeni ata, that he hasn't heard from me until this time. How is that possible?
So is this a hint that he thought Yaakov died, and that's why he never contacts him?
That's possible, right? It's all a question of why he doesn't contact him.
I know, but this is an kind of an answer to it. Like, how could he still be alive? He would have died when you told him the shocking news of his
Right.
beloved
So that's
son's
possible.
death.
That's certainly a reasonable answer, that he didn't think there was anybody home who really cared about him. That's Rob, the
Including
new part, that
Yaakov.
nobody
No, but he
calls.
thought Yaakov wasn't alive.
Yeah. Now he
So
knows
that
he's alive from
that's
the last conversation, but now it's the
no, but I don't mean now. I mean all those
all
years.
those
He's
years,
still.
right. That is only possible.
That's a good yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to look at the car, what does that mean for us, right? The homiletics, right? The Oy L'Yom HaDin. V'im Nitman beremez Shela Gadol Alehem. And hidden within, implied within this, hidden within this, is a great question to them. Gam Stira Kol Tanatav Shel Yehuda, because it contradicts everything that Yehuda just said. And his argument, and Yehuda's debate, argument. His debate, he says, look, you can't take Binyamin as a slave, right? Because you got to worry about a poor father. He's arguing that Yaakov will be miserable, that all this trouble that'll be caused if you take Binyamin. So obviously, you didn't care about my feelings when you about Yaakov's feelings when you sold me. And correspondingly, if he could stay alive without Yosef, without Yosef there, obviously he'll survive loss of Binyamin too. It's the contradiction there. That Yosef is saying that the Nivhalu, that thing that we need to worry about is the Yom HaDin, is being shown our own hypocrisy. Nivhalu mitochachatov, that they were terrified at his reproof. And they couldn't address it. Because this was a contradiction from them against themselves. They're testifying against themselves. That's what the Midrash ends. That them's going to rebuke everyone according to what they are. They're going to go. Means literally what they are. The judgment's not going to be reading as much laws, but going to point out that you said this here and you did this here. You espoused these values and you didn't live up to them. You masav nitfasim mimasav. One action is going to be caught with the other ones. Echem sotrim zed zeh, that each contradicts. Now, avon v'chet, sober adam, tirutz. Because whatever you do, even if you know it's not technically right, you can justify it.
Okay.
As we learn in Mishlei, kol derech ish yashar be'enav.
Oh.
Right? We know this. You always say, I must be lost. But Mashal, and he gives a great example. Mi she'eno no ten tzedakah, if you're not giving charity, sober b'dato, sheish lo tirutz, koved v'dochek ha'parnasa, you say, it's tough to earn a living. Beito, and I've got so many expenses in my house. I said, "Ain't bekocho. I can't just spread that for every people. I got to take care of my own house. I got needs. I need to do this." And that's a fine judgment. And that will lighten the punishment. That's a perfectly reasonable argument. I can't give it to because I can't afford
Okay.
it, but.
But
He's going to look, but he's going to be presented with a problem. Madu be'esek avera lo asura koved ha'parnasa. When all these other things you bought that were inappropriate, you spent plenty of money on. Nister bazeh teruts, and that will contradict his. He will basically contradict himself. Yigdol onsham kiflayim, and that'll increase the punishment that much more. You spend huge amounts of money.
I mean, better just like own up to the fact I'm wrong not giving tzedakah, but that's the way it is.
Right, that's what he's
Rather
saying.
than excuse yourself
Right,
or make a
that's the
tirutz.
excuse that I can just show you one against the other. That's the hochacha is what you are. We're just going to go through your history here. That's hochacha. Once you bring it there, that I would say
Okay.
that hochacha is cognate with hochacha.
What's cognate? Oh, a word thing?
It's of the same
Okay.
origin,
Yeah.
related by descent.
Hochacha
And hochacha,
and
proof,
tochacha.
like reproof, is kind of with is the same root as proof.
It's not the same word, though? No.
Well, one means rebuke, like I'm telling you what you do wrong, and hochah means is proof,
Oh,
lochia,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's hochah
Yeah.
simply presenting you with the proof.
Oh, that's
That's the
good. It works
rebuke.
in English too, right?
That's what I said, right? Reproof is kind of
Nice.
okay. You're
Nice.
going to watch your own hypocrisy. It's Yom HaDin as the sign. Remember the Seinfeld finale? You watch Seinfeld at all?
Yeah, I did, but the finale was
Was they're basically
everything
put
was
on trial?
nothing.
Was there? You know,
Oh yeah,
it
they're
was
on trial for
on trial. So
being
basically, it goes through
vacuous.
the whole show
Yeah.
and shows them how terrible people they were one by one. So that's what Yom HaDin is. We're just going to show you the movie of your life. Hashem's going to go through that and show you this is what you did, and this is what you did when you're trying to justify what you did in the other time. That's the hochacha. You know, Yosef telling the brothers, this is what you said about Binyamin, and this is what you did to me. He doesn't have to say anything at all. That's enough for them to be nivhalu mipanav.
Yeah.
And the pasuk that quotes from Tehillim, I will show it to you. I will reprove you. I will prove it to you. It's hard, you know, both of those words we have the same, either prove it to you or reprove you. I will set up in front of your eyes. It starts out with Imreita ganav v'taratzimo. If you saw a thief, you ran with him. V'mina fim chalkecha, and you threw your lot in with adulterers. Picha shalachta bara'ai. You cast your mouth with evil. Lashonecha tatzmid mirma, and your tongue was yoked together with deceit. Tashev b'achicha tedaber. You turn against your brother and speak. V'nimecha titen dofi. You lie about the son of your mother. You about your brother. Ela sita veharashti. If you had done this and I had been silent, dimiti hayot hayot kamocha. If I was silent, I would have been like you. So therefore, ochichacha ve'erachah. I will prove you and I will show this to you. It says specifically, what does it mean that you ran with ganavim, and then you spoke against your brother? That's the
Yeah.
context. This is
Too
the Beit
bad it
HaLevi.
doesn't say Beven Avicha, because then it could really be linked to Yosef.
Ah, okay, yeah. So
Know.
it doesn't do that. This is more general.
Right.
Okay. And Amar, right? So the Parakat Tehillim says, Imraita ganav v'teretzimo. Dimaganav kishevol yadercha, that if a thief could come to you, and you would welcome him in. Not saying you're a thief, but you're the thief, but you'd welcome the thief into your home. You wouldn't say anything bad about him. You wouldn't say anything bad about him. The adulterers, you threw your lot with the adulterers. You would deal with them. No problem. Now you really should be rejecting such people, but and this is a bad sin, right? You shouldn't be hanging out with bad people. That there is a possible response, it's an answer, as it says, you should be nice to everybody.
Even a thief.
Okay, it says, you should greet everybody happily. So I can justify this. The Tehillim, right? Seek peace. So you're going to say, of course, I was nice to these with bad people because it's the right. I'm just a nice person. But the problem is, right?
Where? What?
Next
Dofi?
passage, right? Afterwards, you know,
Oh, yeah.
that's the hypocrisy. So you're contradicting yourself. Okay, if you were nice to everybody, then that's justifiable. But
Oh.
hanging out with bad people and then still saying Lashon Hara about your family, then
Yeah.
obviously you're not there being you know,
Right.
Bakesh Shalom Vartfeyu. And you surely could fool yourself, right? To say, give these answers, I can justify whatever I'm doing. But that's why Vosif Pasuk, so the Pasuk adds, Teshev Bachicha V'Tedaber B'Vein Imecha Titein Dofi. Right? You speak against your brother, you'll lie about your brother.
What's that
Teshev
word? Teshev? Teshev?
Bachicha, that's to respond. Yeah, you want to translate that.
Oh, talk to, okay.
You sit and speak against your brother. Great translation.
Teshev
So teshev comma and it to the bear. And you're speaking be'achicha, about your brother, and
okay.
then slander to
Teshev
Sophie.
is a funny, it's a funny
Teshev,
structure.
you will.
Okay.
Well, that's how you say it. It's second person. Thou sittest. You sit.
You sit
And talk about your brother.
and talk about your brother. Okay.
Right, that's
Okay.
bad. Lo
It's
yatzka
not nothing to
tayazir.
do with lahashiv, like to
No,
respond or
that's
no.
not the
You
way it
sit.
translates here.
You sit.
And let's
Okay,
see what
got
the
it.
Mefarshim.
Yeah. You sittest
Thou sittest,
and
yes.
speakest.
And speakest. Yes. Albin says on this. No, where is this? Teshev, right. Kasher teshev ben Hashem tzeber dofi, right. When you
Yeah.
everyone translates sitting. Okay. But you're sitting there,
Okay.
right? So that's the proof. Lo atzarcha tarazir. And then you didn't say, well, you should always seek peace, you should always be nice, you're probably happy to say lashon hara. Obviously, these two acts are contradicting one another. You're going to judge yourself. And someone who goes in contradictory ways, and you do one thing, then the other thing. When you do one thing, and you'll justify it. Well, this must be what God wants. This is the right thing to do. And you'll do the opposite the next day. And you'll say, well, that's what God wants today. That's what the Yom HaDin is. Ochichacha v'rechalinecha. I'm going to put these right next to each other. You have to watch the video of both of those at the same time. I'm going to put in front of you both ways you acted. And Satan, you'll cut on masecha, and you'll be caught one action against the other. That's oil yom hadin, oil yom hatochacha. That's what Yosef was telling them.
And that's what Yosef is doing, right?
That's what Yosef said. Like, you're right. You're worried about my father. You should have worried about them all that time ago. And the
But
Slonim,
then he does
the next
soon,
after they pack, he
yeah, he
switches
calms
and
them,
he has
yeah,
after them.
right.
The Slomer actually, just to finish up, has a slightly different perspective. What is the Tochacha?
Okay.
This is Hashem Mishmuel.
The
And he says it,
Slonim, the
the Slonim
Slonim.
Rebbe, the Hashem
Okay.
Mishmuel. I can put some Chassidish in here, right? Okay, that he says the key to understanding the rebuke is lo yechu echav l'anoroto. His brothers couldn't answer him. Ki nevhalu mipanav. They were terrified at his face. Lo nemar mimenu.
Mipanav. Oh,
Panav,
okay.
right? This is be panav. This has a hint we can get to Levinas. I like when, you know, Emmanuel Levinas, whose yard site evidently, according to Joey Rosenfeld, is is Zohar Chanukah. So, Zeshi de Bemedrash, Oilon Miyom Adin, Oilon Miyom Atochcha, Oy, on this day of judgment. That's what we're worried about. I just said, Tid, Sheet Galek of Hashem, Yirako Echad Be'enav, Lemi Olalti Ko, right? That in the future, God's glory will be revealed, and what it's going to show us is that we're going to see directly what we caused to the other. Bifnei mi asiti uma asiti. And literally in front of whom I did whatever it was I did, I will have to look at everyone in the face, see what happened, and see how they reacted. I will set not so much your actions before you, says, but I will set the face of the other before you. You will see what the other person means. Hayinu she'eno mer bein dvarim. No words. This is a quote from Tehillim. Rak she'ed nerach lefnei kol ish v'ish u'me'atzmo yireh v'yivin ma'asa. You will just have to look at what happened. You will understand from the other person's perspective. That means to say the face of the other, to see the other as a human being. Because you didn't do that, right? You treated everyone else instrumental. You just used them. That surely this embarrassment will put you down to the earth. You'll have nothing to say. You'll not be arrogant enough to answer that once you realize what your actions did to others. And this idea of
I like that taking Lo nefelu mipanav. You don't think of it literally his face, but it is literally his face.
it's his face. And the face there is one of the again, this is Emmanuel Levinas, who I love to quote, talks about that as is his way of understanding the other, the human being, another human being, as an infinite subject, not an object to be used. The face projected gaze that overwhelms and makes demands of the subject, that's you. The face, contrary empirical object, presents itself, speaks, and hence cannot be objectified. I can't, that's what he looks at. I look at another human being, I can't say treat them as an object. And that's
Yeah, it
one of the
reminds
biggest
me
lessons.
of we once talked about this, Tzelem Elokim, like you see the other
Yes.
person as,
Yes, that's exactly.
and
That's very
something
much.
about the Aleph. You remember that thing with the eyes and the mouth and the nose?
You
Makes an
mentioned that,
Aleph,
yeah.
and you look at the face and you see, oh, he's also God's creature.
Right. And that's what we have to
Okay.
remember to do. And that's what that so the two things that we're going to be presented with in Yom HaDin is A, our own actions and our own hypocrisy, and we have to look into the face of those who've been wrong. That's Yom HaDin. It's not a trial. It's a recap. And that's terrifying.
Your hypocrisy and look into the face. Oh God. That
Right. And that's the image of
guy,
Oileum.
he must have had a guilty conscience. The first one
Who?
we read. Like, oh,
Yosef
Yom
Levy?
HaDin. Oh my God, Yom HaDin is going to be
Well,
so terrible.
that's his point, is that we all should have a, none of us are perfect. And he's thinking, it's like, yeah. Because we kind of Kol derech Adam yashar beinav. We go through life thinking we're doing pretty well, huh? But then you stop and think, okay, no.
Terrifying. Oh dear.
Okay, so from now on,
Okay. So no one
try to
else
be
is going to
morally
hear the
consistent.
Shayor this year, huh?
I don't know. Maybe see if someone wants Sarasota wants it.
And what was Rabbi Fink's thing?
Oh, he
He
basically
says,
just said the Beis HaLevi. The idea that the
I'm
question
Joseph.
was, sorry,
I'm
I'm
Joseph.
Yosef. What happened to my
Who are you
father?
telling this to? Right. I'm jo
Right, that
you
my
know,
father met
you can't
you
get
didn't worry
away
about
with
my
it.
father, and that
Yeah.
it's the hypocrisy is the Yom
Yeah.
HaDin that we're looking at. He didn't
But I
need.
like that little teeny tiny twist about it indicates that he thought all these years Yaakov was not alive. And that explains why he never
Partly could.
contacted him.
They certainly could.
Rabbi, I didn't listen to it yet, but Rabbi Foreman has something on why he didn't contact him. I
Yes,
didn't
there's a
listen
long
yet.
Ben Nun and Rav Medan had a series of essays in Megadim in the 80s about
Yeah.
that. The question is, what did Yaakov think? What did Yosef think that Yaakov thought? What did Ya right?
I know,
And
but
yeah.
this is so simple. He thought he must have died, so that's why he never contacted him. I know there are other things about
Right. I
he
mean, the
felt
biggest.
betrayed, that why did Yaakov send him to the brothers to begin with, knowing the danger?
Right. The biggest, the most strongest one is when he names Menashe, right? He has a baby. He names him Kinishani El Kim a Beit Avi, where Hashem has caused me to forget my troubles and my father's house.
Okay.
And he obviously didn't literally forget, but he achieved closure. Right, he's certainly
Meaning
clearly
what?
saying
That
that.
he didn't think he was dead. He just said that what.
Well, Yosef achieved closure. He says, "Okay, well, that's a part of my life that was in the past. I can't do anything about it. I'm going to go on and be Yirei Elokim here in Egypt." and make my life
But what
here.
does that mean? I can't do anything about it. I could tell Yaakov I'm alive.
Well, Yishai, that it wasn't going to do anything, right? I like Yishai, literally, he caused me to forget, and I'm not thinking about it anymore. I don't have any urge to do so.
But what if he thought Yaakov was alive?
He might have, right? He might have tried. So it's a good question. So certainly it's possible he thought he wasn't alive.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to stop here.
Okay. Thank you. That was good. Good. Really good. These are the best stories. That's the best story.
The
And near
Yosef, the
story.
whole Yosef saga, the not
Ahod
there.
Avichai. I mean, yeah.
Okay, have a good
Okay.
day.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos and everything.